important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And away we go. Thank you and welcome to a Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. Without you, we certainly wouldn't be here, so we want to say Happy Mother's Day to you. As we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, I am Randy Bergen, and we're broadcasting live from Stewart Lodges at Steelwood, tucked away in the beautiful lush woods in Loxley, Alabama. Now, my podsy, Danny Spivey. Dan, I know this is a day of reminiscing for you and your family.
Well, it certainly is, and I appreciate that, Randy. And of course, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. It's one of those bittersweet days for me, as it's the first Mother's Day that I've experienced without the loss of Mrs. Buckeye, or with the loss of Mrs. Buckeye a little while back. So, of course, she's in my thoughts and prayers.
Sure.
Had a little conversation with her this morning. She's doing just fine.
That's absolutely awesome. How's your dad doing, by the way?
Yeah, Buckeye's doing good. I'm sure he's listening. And got to get him kind of healthy, and he's feeling a little bit better. Got to get him down south, Randall.
Yes, we do. Hey, I want to remind you the spring issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways Golf, is out. It's on the streets, and it is a fantastic edition. You need to pick one up. What that means for you, great articles, great tips, and great information about there's just so much. I mean, you know, Danny, we looked at it. Your recipe's good. There's some really neat stuff, and it talks about what's the best ball for you.
Nope.
Very, very important, all right? But the magazines are free. Pick one up today. You can go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're on the website, check out southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can check out the tab that says Deals. Get up to 50% off, and you can also check out our podcast. Danny, we got a lot to get into today. We've got the PGA Championship that happens this week at Bethpage Black, but they're wrapping up over in Texas, and, you know, quite frankly, I was supposed to be there.
Yeah, you were.
But we didn't go because you know what happened to my back.
Absolutely.
I'm glad to be walking right now.
I'm glad to see you walking, partner. You had a 15th club in your bag there, and it was a cane. And, of course, I'm glad it looks like you're feeling better now. And I'll tell you what, back problems are they're tough. They come out of nowhere sometimes, and they do a number on you.
Well, they really, really do. There is no question about that. But we're going to give you our picks today for the upcoming second major of the season, the PGA Championship. Of course, playing that a little early. We'll talk about that coming up throughout the show today.
It is time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the PGA Tour will, I stress, will conclude the final round of the AT&T Byron Nelson Classic on the beautiful Trinity Forest Golf Club. League-style golf course was designed by Bill Corr and Ben Crenshaw back in 2016. That is in Dallas, Texas. Randall, they got out on the course yesterday. They had a six-hour weather delay with a lot of torrential downpours that came through our area as well. But they finished up the third round this morning and will start the fourth round here very, very shortly. On top of the leaderboard, South Korean, the 31-year-old Sung-hoon Kang, is at 19 under par. He's got a three-shot lead over Matt Avery, who had a third-round 67. Scott Piercy had a blistering 63 in the third round. And there he is, Brooks Koepka. Nobody gives him any credit whatsoever. But with a win today, if he can make up five shots, he will, Randall, mathematically, move up to number one in the world.
Wow, that'll be interesting. We'll give you the official world golf rankings coming up in just a few moments on the LPGA Tour. They've got the weekend off. They'll pick up this week playing the Pure Silk Championship presented by Visit Williamsburg. They are in Williamsburg, Virginia. The defending champion, Arya Jutanugarn. And she'll go back-to-back as they'll play again on the 30th. It'll be the major U.S. Women's Open conducted by the USGA. All right, let's see,
the web.com tour. Yeah, they're playing right now in Kansas City. Your leader. Did you ever watch Designated Survivor? This sounds like his name, Nelson Lerardo Lacima. He is from Argentina. He, along with Jack McGuire, they lead by one at 10 under over Harry Higgs and Michael Gillerman. The British Open, the British Open. What am I saying here? The British Masters has concluded, and it looks like Marcus Knott has won at 16 under. Now, on the Regent's Tradition, the PGA Tour champions, they're in Birmingham, Greystone Golf and Country Club. Your leader right now, Steve Stricker. He's got a two-stroke lead over David Toms and the young man, Billy Andrade. Do you know where Billy Andrade played his college ball? He played it at Wake Forest. Ooh, so there you go. Want to mention real quick the Symetra Tour. It's the IOA Invitational of Atlanta. And right now, Maria Perra leads along with Madison Pressel. They are at 6-under. A host of them in there at 6-under. But locally, Elaine Wood, who did play in it, she did not make the cut. She's an amateur, but I'm going to tell you, you better watch out because she is probably on her way just getting that competition. You know, Dana, getting that competition type of work together. I think she's going to be in pretty good situation here later. All right. Hey, congratulations to last week's winners. Finland's Mikko Kornin ensured his first playoff duel would end in victory when he drained an 8-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole to defeat Frenchman Benjamin Hébert and win the the Volvo China Open last Sunday, jumping from 121 to a career best of world number 84. Closing with a 4-under 67, Max Homa pulled away from the field to win the Wells Fargo Championship, jumping 315 spots to a career best of world number 102 and get his first PGA Tour victory. Robbie Shelton surrendered a 3-stroke lead last Sunday with 4 consecutive bogeys to start his round, but rallied late with a birdie at the last before winning in a playoff over Scotty Scheffler at the Nashville Golf Open, benefiting the Schnedeker Foundation. And with that victory, Robbie earns his PGA Tour card. Congrats to Mobile's Robbie Shelton. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. All right, great. A lot to talk about today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. We're going to go over to Panama City and talk with the director of golf at Bay Point, our good friend Ryan Mulvey. He's going to get us caught up on what's happening over there. Plus, they had a little visitor this week over in Panama City.
Oh, they did.
We'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, then the next hour, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell, not the senator. We call him Governor. Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor.
And that'd be Mitch McConnell. And he'll tell us everything going on in golf and get us caught up on automobiles. Hey, want to remind you, if you want to play some competitive golf, you like to have a ton of fun, the GCGA Tour is where you need to be. You can go online starting tomorrow. Go to GCGATour.com and register for the upcoming event. It'll happen at Rock Creek on June the 2nd. You can start registering tomorrow. Got to say congratulations to last week's winner. First time, his first victory on the GCGA Tour. Our buddy Tripp Rizzo.
How about that?
He gets the victory. So a lot going on, Danny. It's a full day today, no doubt about it. Happy Mother's Day again.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, you know, looking at some of this golf, I don't know if you got a chance to watch any of this AT&T. Byron Nelson, of course, wish we could have been there. I know you wanted to be there, but, you know, this golf course, this Trinity Forest Golf Club, it's a very a link-style golf course. No trees on the entire golf course, Randy. That's our kind of golf course.
It really is. It's a link-style. It's really neat. Of course, we had John Drago, the tournament director, on with us the last week or so, and listen, he's excited about that golf course. This is the second year they're playing out there, and we wish that we could have made it, but the back wouldn't let me, so there it is what it is.
Well, $7.9 million purse, and, of course, defending champion Aaron Wise is there as well. And you look kind of down this leaderboard, you wonder where Jordan Spieth is. I watched a little bit of him this weekend, Randy. He's at 11 under par. He's 8 shots back, but rounds of 68, 67, 67. Hit some really, really good shots yesterday evening. So we'll see if he can get it going and get ready for that PGA Championship. But my eyes will be on Mr. Brooks Koepka today. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk some more golf. We'll give away some golf. As Southern Fairways Golf Show rolls on from Stewart Lodges on a Mother's Day edition.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show, a Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show as we roll on from Stewart Lodges in Danny Lodge 1, overlooking the beautiful 16th fairway and that wonderful, wonderful lake that you've got here at Steelwood. And, man, I'm going to tell you what, hopefully this weather will move by and we'll have some nice weather a little bit later on in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, that weather really came through. It's one of those things, especially when you're out on the golf course. I know we're, you know, playing a little. You didn't get to play a little golf because you're still on the injured reserve list.
Yes,
but
I am.
You know, out there, you really got to kind of pay attention this time of the year. And as we get into the summertime, if you live down on the Gulf Coast, that inclement weather can come in quick and fast and very, very hard. You know, kind of almost got caught in it yesterday, to be honest with you. But that's what we rely on, our golf professionals, no sirens and all kind of good stuff. Actually heard a tornado siren not too long ago, Randy, about a week and a half ago, playing a little benefit tournament for John Michael.
Sure.
Over at Timber Creek and out there on that beautiful par 5-6 hole, and then heard that siren. I'm like, maybe need to go in.
Yeah, it's always that's the indication. That's the old sign.
Yeah.
Let's head on back in. Hey, I want to talk about Wilmers. Robbie Shelton, of course, he played at the University of Alabama. Checked out a little earlier. It seems like, Dan, he's older than 23 years old. Okay, seems like you've heard his name forever and ever. He's been on the show with us many, many times. Of course, when he was in high school, he was on the show with us, and he got his first win last week, and couldn't be more proud of him. Just couldn't be more proud of him. And I'll tell you what, as a matter of fact, let's see if we can hear from Robbie after his win last Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it feels amazing to finally get it done. It means so much to me. I've been grinding for 2 to 3 years now, and it just hasn't all been there. And this week, it was. I had a few sketchy rounds, but I had two low ones as well, and just to finally get one done. And I mean, it was like the junior days, too. I was playing against Scotty. We probably played 10 times together. Coming down the stretch in junior golf, and it was just like old times, and just to bury that putt on the last was awesome.
That's big for him, for sure, and we couldn't be more proud of Robbie for getting his. Whenever you take a look at what he's done this season, of course, he missed the cut at the KC Golf Classic, which is where they're playing this week. Look, he had two runner-ups. Of course, he had two what am I looking for, Danny?
Well, you won on the McKenzie Tour.
Playoffs is what
playoffs.
I'm talking about.
He
won on the McKenzie. That's in Canada. But the playoffs, he won last week. He had another one at the Robert Trent Jones in Prattville and lost that one. I think he thought he had that one, but lost it there at the very end. But he's making a little money. He was at the Dormy Network Classic at Briggs Ranch a couple weeks ago. Came in fourth there. So you're seeing some progression from Robbie. And, of course, with that PGA Tour card now, it's a lot of relief, a lot taking off that monkey off your back.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, we call the web.com kind of the farm league for the PGA. It's a lot more of that. Unbelievable players. And give you a little background on both Robbie Shelton and Scottie Scheffler. You know, Scottie Scheffler was an outstanding first-team All-American from Texas. And, you know, to tell you how good both of these players are, it's considered they played each other in the playoff. Both of them, Randy, were Walker Cup players. You both qualified for U.S. Opens as an amateur. Scotty Scheffler was a low amateur at Erin Hills in the U.S. Open. You know, both won the Phil Mickelson Award. Robbie Shelton won in 2014. Scheffler won it in 2015. Robbie Shelton went on with that 2015 season for the Crimson Tide, won the NCAA title. And so these are very, very highly accomplished players, not to mention their junior career. Both of them finished very high in the U.S. junior amateur. So, you know, it shows you what kind of road to the PGA Tour it takes to really get out there. The Jordan Spieths of the world, the Ricky Fowlers of the world, that get out there immediately and go through these sponsor exemptions and make it out there and make enough money to get on the PGA Tour immediately is very, very, very few and far between. So somebody like, you know, a Robbie Shelton, who's really kind of paid his dues, if you can say that, at the age of 23, just shows you how hard it is to get out there. Very accomplished player. Glad he's playing well now. he can take a big sigh and breath of fresh air right now, knowing that he'll be on the PGA Tour. Now, he'll continue to play some events. He'll get some sponsors exemptions throughout the year. He'll try to qualify for the U.S. Open, obviously, see if he can make it to that. But he'll get some other tournament play, not only on the PGA Tour, but also throughout the remainder of the Web.com Tour season, and just keep adding to that total, not only money-wise, but also the experience total.
Yeah, let's not forget, Jordan Spieth, as you mentioned, he's only 25.
He's 25.
It seems like he should be 32 or
something.
He's
on his second career right now, it seems like. After watching that cat yesterday, I will tell you, I've been studying after falling all the way down after being number one in the world, and I think right now, I mean, he's in the 80s to 100s right now in official world golf rankings. And it just shows, you know, putting inside 6 feet, birdie conversion rates, all those kind of statistics that he was at the top of the field, you know, 2 or 3 years ago has kind of fallen down. He's getting a little twitchy, though, for me.
A little twitchy
out there. He's always had some little twitchy mannerisms, but I was watching him yesterday, and he does a lot of talking, especially when he's over the golf ball. A lot of talking, a lot of backing off. So hopefully he can get that head straight because he's such an outstanding player. But playing good this week at 11 under par and see if he can put together a solid final round.
Do you like that when folks are talking? I mean, doesn't that kind of, whether it's good or bad, somewhere there's got to be some psyche on that?
You know, there's a balance in my mind. You have talkers on the golf course, you know, people that talk to their ball, talk to, you know, on the PGA Tour, talk to their caddy, incessant conversations. Phil Mickelson and Bones for years, now his brother, they talk incessantly. Jordan Spieth and his caddy talk a lot together. Then you get the contrast. You get someone like Brooks Koepka. He'll ask what the yardage is. Okay, this. He gets the information. He goes, okay. You know, kind of more of a cool cucumber. So whatever it takes to win, I just think at some point when you have all that nervous energy out there, that it seems like Jordan Spieth has right now, that it's obviously going to kind of work on his psyche a little bit and question some of his decisions.
I got to think so. It'll be interesting to see how he does for the PGA Championship. But let me go ahead and give you the official world golf rankings right now. Dustin Johnson remains number one. Justin Rose, number three. Justin Rose is number two. Brooks Koepka, number three. Rory McIlroy, number four. Justin Thomas is number five. Tiger Woods, number six. Francesco Molinari is seven. Bryson DeChambeau is eighth. Xander Schauffele is ninth, and Ricky Fowler rounds out the top 10 of your official world golf rankings. And again, we're going to be giving our picks on who we think will win the second major of the season. A lot of folks right now, whenever you look at those betting odds, Danny, have got obviously Tiger Woods in there. They've got Dustin Johnson in there, Brooks Koepka, and I got to be honest with you, I think I'm not taking Tiger. I'm not going to give you my picks right now, but Tiger could be in my pick. Last time you seen him was in Augusta. He hadn't played since then.
He hasn't played since there, but I'd tell you where he has been playing. He's been up at Bethpage.
Exactly.
Black, and that's where he's been practicing. You know, he's had some. I follow Instagram a pretty good bit. There's been a lot of Tiger Woods sightings, but you know, you start breaking down this golf course. You look at the history of this golf course. It's a long course. It's not. I'll be interested. The thing I'm going to be interested in most about, Randy, is how they set it up versus some of the USGA events that have been there before, where they could push that thing back 7,700 yards long. They let the rough grow a little bit in the USGA event. So it'll see if the PGA Championship and the PGA of America really stays with what they've done, where they want to see that 13, 14, 15 under win. I think if they start going and narrowing down to get those players around par like the USGA does, I think it's going to backfire them. So when you think about that and you think that 8, 10, 12 under may win this thing, you bring a lot of people into play. But I can tell you one thing, one person that Vegas likes, and that is Tiger Woods.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We'll get some betting odds coming up in just a few moments as well, but it'll be a lot of fun. Hey, I want to go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and give away some golf, all right? I want to give a 5-pack away to Glen Lakes. They are closed today, as a lot of golf courses are, due to all the rain that we've had. And I'm telling you, it was a deluge that came through Fairhope overnight and earlier this morning. But There's some trees down there. They're going to get all that cleaned up. William Dabney, the superintendent, very, very good. So they'll get that all cleaned up. But let's go ahead and give away a five-pack to Glen Lakes. We'll take the third phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You'll get a Mother's Day edition of a five-pack to Glen Lakes. So if you haven't been out there, make plans. It's really in good shape. And, you know, Danny, one of the things, too, is as we talk about golf courses, and especially around the Gulf Coast right now, there's a lot of the courses that are dealing with greens that may not be as perfect as we'd like. We've had some kind of cooler nights, and it keeps that Poana in there. So hopefully those will change a little bit, and we'll get the greens back and get them to the way we like them.
Well, exactly. And, I mean, all the superintendents around the area, along with the directors of golf and owners, that's one of their first and foremost priorities, is to make sure that the shape of their golf course is in. When you have this heavy rain season that it seemed like it's been this month, and, you know, you always have your challenges. You have – just look at our front yards, Randy.
That's right. That's how you got to do.
We have all kind of challenges.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. All right, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to head over to Panama City, and we're going to talk with the director of golf at Bay Point, Ryan Mulvey. He's scheduled next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to a Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with my podsy, Danny Spivey, and we're broadcasting live from Stewart Lodges at Steelwood, Lodge number one. Well, I'll tell you what, it is a beautiful, beautiful place you have here, Dan.
I tell you what, you can relax out here, can't you?
There is no doubt.
Even when you see the ominous clouds coming across the lake.
I tell you, another beautiful place is over in Panama City, Bay Point Golf Club. I'm going to talk with the director of golf, our good friend Ryan Mulvey, now on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Ryan, how you doing, my man?
Good morning, guys. How we doing? First off, I want to tell all the moms out there, including my own and my beautiful bride, happy Mother's Day.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, without them, we wouldn't be here. I don't think any truer words have been spoken. So we do want to wish all of our moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. Before we get into some golf, I've got to ask you, you had a visitor in town earlier in the week.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But yeah, I was going to say, President Trump came in to see all you folks there in Panama City. Big, big turnout there at Panama City Beach.
Yeah, huge rally. It was pretty cool seeing everything flying over and Air Force One and all that stuff. It was packed out over there at Air and Bessemer Park.
You know, Ryan, one of the things, and we talked to you it's probably been a month or so ago, just trying to keep everyone up to date on what's happening with the rebuilding of Panama City. It seems like when you have a catastrophe like that area did, everybody they all come in and they report it. But then they fly back out, and you don't really hear a whole lot about the rebuilding of the area. Tell us what's going on over there and how the rebuilding is doing there in the Panama City area.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's slow going, but it's getting there. Stuff's finally starting. More businesses are opening every day, and, the community, the town, everybody's really rallied around each other, and, everybody knew it was going to be a long process, and one of the huge things is hopefully the approval of that funding and the 90-10 split coming from the federal aid, because one of the big stories that's been pushed out is how long it's taken for all these for Hurricane Michael specifically to get that federal aid funding compared to a lot of other storms. And with Michael being named a Category 5, that gives the opportunity to do that 90-10 split, the federal aid. So President Trump said that's coming, so that's going to be obviously huge to not only housing, but the school systems and just everything that's been so drastically affected, getting back going and getting a little bit of normalcy going here.
Yeah, I know it's been very, very chaotic, no doubt about it. We're visiting with the director of golf at Bay Point Golf Club in Panama City Beach, Florida, our good friend Ryan Mulvey. Danny?
Ryan, we talk about, the challenge you had getting the golf course back together, some of the other things from the hotel side and the resort side. Just from your point, from a marketing standpoint, and letting everybody know that is so used to coming to that beautiful piece of property that, when you're going to be available, what the amenities are still available. What kind of challenges do you have, and what can we do to help as far as just spreading the word that, you know, we're getting ready to really get into the full swing of the summer golf season, and what kind of challenges do you have with that?
Well, you know, the Nicholas course has been open since March 1st. You know, we've talked about that in a couple shows previously. It is open. It is in great shape. You know, the support for that has been fantastic. We even had the Florida State women's golf team was out practicing about a little while ago before they went up to the regionals and placed second. So they're actually going to come back by again here early this week before they head to Arkansas for the national championship. But yeah, it's just you know, we ask continued patience for everybody. The hotel, the Sheraton Panama City Beach Golf and Spa Resort, will be hopefully opening late August, early September is when they're projected right now. And then, you know, where the Meadows course is still closed and working through that. It's just a big rebuilding process going on. But again, the biggest thing for us is letting people know the Nicholas Golf Course is open and it's in great shape.
And that's what I wanted to ask you. Of course, the last time that we saw you was right before the hurricane, and you just reopened the Nicholas Course with the new greens and everything. How are they been going? How are they producing with the weather and the rain that we've had? I know that they've got to be in great shape.
They are in great shape. You know, we've had a few things, you know, from the storm itself that, you know, that we're working through. But overall, the feedback has been fantastic. We had the Bay County Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament this past Friday, and the golf course was just in really great shape. A huge turnout for that, a lot of fun. So, you know, there's not too many golf courses open, you know, here in Panama City Beach. You know, us and Holiday Golf Club are really the two right now. So, you know, anybody looking to come out and play, we encourage you to book your tee times early, as it is, it's definitely filling up pretty quickly on a daily basis. And like you said, we're approaching kind of those 10 weeks of summer here, Memorial Day right around the corner.
Visit with Ryan Mulvey, Director of Golf at Bay Point Golf Club in Panama City Beach, Florida. Ryan, let me ask you one of the things, and kind of a little different question for you. We never really talk about memberships. Are memberships still available there?
Yeah, absolutely. We have we launched a new membership program starting March 1st. We've had a ton of people sign up, and you know, we always have our local players pass as well, which is huge for locals and active military and all the surrounding areas. Get some big discounts on our normal rates of golf. And one of the other things we're really letting people know, if you're looking to book a charity golf tournament or corporate golf tournament, whatever it is, let us know early. You know, we're filling up quick, even moving into 2020 now. So we're doing some huge events, big fundraisers, and we encourage people, if they're looking to raise money, let us know early and often so we can get you on our schedule ASAP. One of the other big things we just launched is we're doing the Bay Point Junior League, which is basically a rec golf league that we're hosting right there in Bay Point, and registration is open for that. All of this information is on our website. You can check it out at baypointgolfclub.com. Or, of course, follow us on Facebook, where we do our weekly live show and have a lot of other awesome stuff coming out through there.
This is Ryan Mulvey, Bay Points Golf Club. Danny?
Ryan, as we get finished up today with the AT&T Byron Nelson over in Dallas, we move upstate New York as we get ready for the PGA Championship at a heralded golf course, Bethpage Black. I know you follow everything with golf. You follow a lot, you know, with all kinds of sports, but with the emergence of Tiger Woods winning the Masters tournament and obviously Vegas having him as the odds-on favorite for this PGA Championship, for you, where does that move the needle as far as interest, as you talked about junior golf, and then also just golf in general?
Yeah, I think people are just super stoked right now about golf, and golf is in a really great spot. And you know, when we were watching that Masters tournament, I was watching the Masters with my family and my two young kids. It was kind of crazy to think about, you know, 15 years ago, you know, when I was in college and, you know, late high school, or, and, you know, watching Tiger Woods dominate like he did, and then be able to kind of share that same moment with my kids when he won the Masters about a month ago was pretty special. But you know, I'm from being from the Northeast and knowing Bethpage Black, and you know how crazy it was back there the last time, you know, he won the U.S. Open. I think the last time it was hosted there, or the time before Lucas Glover won it, excuse me. And you know, this being a PGA Championship, and in that New York market, I mean, Bethpage Black is crazy atmosphere when it's just golf as normal. Let alone have Tiger be, you know, the favorite and coming off a Masters victory. Anybody who doesn't watch golf, I encourage you to watch the PGA Championship, because it is going to be a sight to see. There is no doubt.
Couldn't agree with you more. Now, let me ask you, who's your pick then?
Oh, man, it's tough. That's such a demanding golf course, as you guys know. I mean, and it seems like, you know, besides Tiger, you see some guys kind of come out of back in the mix that, you know, you don't expect, and there's just so many people nowadays that, you know, can make a run at this thing. But that golf course is just so grueling. And, you know, Tiger's played it a lot. Phil's played it a lot. You know, these guys know, but, you know, you can't count Tiger out, but you've got so many other guys, it's hard to pick, you know. But if he were to win this PGA Championship, you know, the golf world exploded a month ago, but it would explode astronomically if he were to pull this off.
And then going into the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach,
a place he really loves.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not teed up this year, I'm sure you guys saw that guy that won the $1.2 million or whatever it was on his $85,000 bet. He put $100,000 on him to win the Grand Slam, which would be, you know, we know how few times that's happened in general. But for it to happen at his age and now with everything going on, that would be something else.
They would put him at number 16, just two away from tying the great Jack Nicklaus. So it's going to be interesting, and with him not playing since the Masters, he certainly has a he's on a mission. I think he's on a new mission now, and he's going to be the favorite for a lot of folks. Ryan, before we let you get out of here, folks want to get over there and play the Nicklaus course at Bay Point Golf Club, what do they need to do?
Either give us a call or at 850-235-6950, or, of course, check out on our website, baypointgolfclub.com.
Ryan, as always, great to hang out with you. Glad y'all are recovering over there in the Panama City area. And, man, we look forward to getting over there once you get ready for us to head over. And just wish y'all very much success and luck. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. And I very much look forward to when we can be back up full and you guys can make the trip back out.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. All right, there you go. Ryan Mulvey, the director of golf at Bay Point Golf Club in Panama City Beach, Florida. Listen, they'll get Sheridan back up. And, Danny, we've been over there many times. Absolutely love it. It is a great getaway. You're looking for not only a couple's getaway or, you know, maybe a couple's getaway, or maybe you're looking for a family getaway because there's a lot of family stuff.
Or just some golf guys or golf girls going over there. It's such a wonderful piece of property right there. The boardwalk that goes out to the, you know, with the boat rentals, the jet ski rentals. It's just a full service resort, and obviously with a very, very, very nice golf course on it, and just a pleasure to play. But, you know, it was neat to hear Ryan talk about his sons or his kids kind of sharing the Tiger Woods experience, you know. We go back and we go back 15, 16, 17 years. You know, it's very interesting to see that dynamic up and running again.
Hey, listen, hey, we're going to take a quick time out here in just a moment. And, we've got Dennis Hayford with the FCA. He is on the line with us. I know they had the FCA tournament out here at Steelwood on Tuesday. Danny, you had an opportunity to play in that. You kind of filled in for me with my back down. You got to play with Big 89. We're going to find out what the results were.
Yep.
And we'll do that with Dennis Hayford with FCA coming up right after this. Welcome back to Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have you on board with us. Again, wishing all the moms out there a very, very happy Mother's Day. Let's quickly go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in the director for the Southern Alabama FCA, our very good friend, Dennis Hayford, on the line with us. Dennis, how you doing, pal?
Hey, Danny. How are you guys today?
We are doing fantastic, and listen, I know you're busy and all that, and I'm glad you called in to give us the results of what happened out here at Steelwood on Tuesday.
Yeah, man, thank you first, Randy, for having me on the show a number of times before the tournament just for promotion and to give our sponsors a shout-out. That's always a big deal. Thank you so much for that. and we were real close to being full. We had 36 teams. 38 was our goal. So had a lot of good players out here. It was a beautiful day. Rob Ben, the head golf pro there at Steelwood, just he and his team had the course in fabulous shape. You know, the only problem was we didn't have Randy Bergen out there.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a problem, sure.
man, it's just not the same without Randy Bergen. But Danny Spivey filled in admirably.
And he did. And Danny, how did y'all finish?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, and Dennis, it was so great seeing you and seeing the whole gang. And I, you know, I played with Big 89, Russ Wood, okay?
Yep.
You know, and we did manage to get around the golf course. Of course, there was 40 or 50 stories, you know, that we talked about. But I had a lot of fun, Dennis. I had a lot of fun playing with one of your team members, you know, FCA team members, Coach Al Ernest. And of course, another good player that played with us, Bill Dawson. And so we had a lot of fun. The pace of play was phenomenal. Like you said, Rob and his gang here at Steelwood had the course in phenomenal shape. It was a beautiful day. Lunch was wonderful, Randy. I did eat your steak.
Thank you.
So I had that. I should have sent you a picture. But, you know, Dennis, besides the competition, which is absolutely tremendous, and we'll hear the results of that here shortly, but just I never get tired of hearing what the FCA does for the community, you know, both locally,
cool?
Nationally, and everything, and spreading the word to those out there. And what a great testimonial that I heard from Richard Sharpless. It was just great to let everybody hear what that what this has done in his life.
Yeah, it's a great day to introduce the FCA ministry to a lot of new people, you know, because guys, they want to get in on the tournament for the competition and to enjoy Steelwood and to support a good cause. And it's, we always have a testimony, and Richard Sharp did a great job about how through FCA, Christ changed his life back in 1997. And now, of course, he's a father and husband and community leader. And so great success story. We raised a bunch of money. So grateful for our title sponsor, and Richard Sullivan, Industrial Wellness Rehab. Dan Matthews with AOSM is always right there. Ron Blake with MedX. A bunch of whole sponsors, man, and we had a great day.
Well, Dennis, I got to tell you, they say behind every good man's a good woman, and you certainly have a lovely bride, no doubt. She has supported you more than you could probably ever hope for.
Yeah, boy. Jan Hayford is the queen. She, you're right, Randy. I couldn't do what I do without her. And so we're cooking out today, celebrating her. And so having a good time. But I'm happy to call in and give the results.
First place
in our gross division was Dwayne Hayes' Sweat Tire team. They shot a 55. That's 17 under. That's pretty stout.
That is stout.
That is.
And we had a youth reach team that shot a 56. They finished second. And then Clovis Hudson put in a team. They finished third in the gross division with a 59.
Before you tell me who won the net division, I'm just going to reach out, okay, and just make a guess.
And Dan Matthews' team with AOSM, they finished with a 55 net. Jimmy Wilson from Baywood Products, he had a team that finished with a 56, and then Todd Matchin put a team in, they finished with a 57. So some good low scores on a beautiful day.
Well, I was going to make that guess that AOSM, Dan Matthews, would win that net division. I have to ask you this question. Who did he have? Did he have Mickey Burrow and Coach Jack Robertson on his team, along with Carolyn Beebe?
No. Well, a couple of those. He did have Coach Jack Robinson, and he had Michael Ulmer on his team, who's another good golfer, and I can't remember the fourth player's name, but he hangs out with some good golfers, that's for sure.
Now, let me tell you for sure, Dan's certainly going to have his team. He's going to have it right. Well, congratulations to all those. Now, those guys get to move on to the region, which will be at Farm Links coming up probably, what, in October? And then if they should win there, they'll move on to TPC Sawgrass.
Yeah, what a great opportunity. Farm Links, you guys have played out there, right, Randy, Danny?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Believe it or not, we have qualified.
That's right. So, you know, what a fabulous state tournament we put on. And then the team, we get one representative from the Gross and one net can represent us in our national tournament, which is at TPC Sawgrass in November. So pretty special opportunity for some good golfers.
Well, always is. And we encourage folks, when it comes back around next year, you got to get a team in here. It goes quick, and it is absolutely fantastic. Dennis, man, before we let you go, mention some of those sponsors real quick again, your top sponsors.
Yeah, Ashurst, Niemeyer Real Estate, they're wonderful every year. Bay Wood Products, Conecuh Timber, Cooper Timberlands, and I mean, just we couldn't do it without. And I wish I could name all the whole sponsors. We had a bunch of those as well, but just a great day with our sponsors.
Yeah, and IWR was your title sponsor. So, as always, Big D, good to hang out with you. Congratulations, great success on the tournament, and we'll look forward to getting you back on as we get set to do the region up at Farm Links coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah, that'd be great. Man, I hope your back heals up soon.
Thank you, my brother.
You guys take care. Love you guys.
All right, buddy. Yeah, love you, too. Dennis Hafer right there. He is a director for the South Alabama FCA. He does a fabulous job. Great guy. They do not get much better than Dennis Hafer. Dan, this first hour has just come and gone. Coming up in the next hour, bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with the governor, Mitch McConnell, not the senator.
Not the senator.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little bit about the PGA Championship coming up. We'll give our picks. I do need to say congratulations to, let's see, who won the five-pack to Glen Lakes was Damon McCombs of Irvington.
Hey,
picked
good
up the five-pack there. Damon, congratulations. You're going to enjoy it. You'll be the hero. You and for your golfing buddies going to get to go out there and enjoy Glen Lakes. We'll give away some more golf coming up in the next hour. Are you going to surprise me with a pick for your PGA champion?
I think I'm going to – I've been sticking with the same guy.
Okay.
Okay, and it's not trying to burst any – you know, surprise or anything, but I'm a Ricky Fowler guy. I've you know, always wanted him to win something. I liked it. I think at the beginning of the year, I picked him in the PGA Championship at this golf course. I'm not going to shy away from that, but I think I'll surprise you on the other four picks.
Okay. We're going to find out. Hey, do you want straight or do you want distance? What you want, Danny?
I'm kind of a straight kind of guy.
Okay. Well, everyone has a preference, but now no one has to choose. Introducing Bridgestone Golf's all-new E12s. The E12 features a softer compression core for less side spin, resulting in much straighter trajectories. The active acceleration mantle layer can increase thrust, which basically means they go longer. The E12 soft is for swing speeds under 105. The E12 speed, those over 105. If all that wasn't enough, E12 soft comes in a variety of bright matte colors. So for straight distance, try the amazing new E12s. For more information, swing by BridgestoneGolf.com. All right. Glad to have Bridgestone as our official golf ball and golf club.
Absolutely.
A Southern Fairways Golf Show.
Hit him a bunch of times this weekend, Randy. A bunch of times. But, hey, guess what?
I'm guessing.
They're out on the golf course right now. Byron Nelson, they're out playing. They're starting this fourth final round. Of course, our leader, Sung Hoo Kang's at 19 under par. He's going to be playing. They're going to play threesomes today, Randy. How about that? Scott Piercy, Matt Avery are going to join Sung Hoo in the final pairing of the day. Both of them are, like I said, Sung Hoon's at 19 under par. Matt Avery's at 16 under par. Scott Piercy had a little 63 in round three, so he's going to join that final group. Brooks Koepka right there at five shots back. Tyler Duncan, Matt Jones, Rory Sabatini. How about that? One of your favorite players,
I know.
No,
he's not.
But he's been playing some good golf lately. I look for him to make a little bit of a move. But players out on the golf course, final pairing today, final tee time, 112. We'll get done with the show. Be able to watch some golf, buddy.
Let's mention this real quick. Zach Zucker.
Okay. Yeah.
Zach played at St. Paul's. Right now, he's a T17. He's at 10 under.
And he's tied with Davis Riley, who left Alabama early this year to go try to make it out on a PGA Tour. He's going to cash a check today.
Maybe we can talk about that coming up in the next hour as well. Wow, first hour coming on. It is a Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere. We've got a full hour straight ahead of you. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show. We'll be right back.
Important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deathly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Hey, 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 and away we go. Second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show coming directly at you as we're broadcasting live from Stewart Lodges at Steelwood. We're tucked away in the beautiful, lush woods in Locksley, Alabama. And Danny, I tell you, you come through the woods and, man, you pop into this beautiful, beautiful place with a fantastic golf course, an unbelievable lake that you got out here. This is a spot to behold.
1,700 acres of pure heaven out here, Randall. And high lifestyle living out here.
It is high style.
Well, you know.
Now you played golf out here on Tuesday. You get to play out here a lot, but yeah. The golf course seems like it is in fabulous shape, man.
No, it really is. You know, and congratulations to the staff at Steelwood Country Club. And it's just a beautiful layout, Jerry Pate layout. And, of course, you get out here, and your favorite part of the golf course where we are right here, Randy, with the 15 green behind us, Lodge 1, 16 tee box right here on the deck of Lodge 1 as well, and then goes along my Lodge 2 area here at Stewart Lodges, beautiful pool and outdoor party kitchen area with the hot tub and everything. Just had to just tell my wedding guests this weekend, they're just hanging out. I said, you guys stay as long as you like.
There you go.
You know, man, don't worry about it. Just
great
just
place
chill
to hang out. Great place to hang out. Hey, it's Mother's Day. Got to say happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. And, boy, I'll tell you, without you, we wouldn't be here. So thank you so much. Hope that all the moms have a wonderful, wonderful day. And, Danny, as we did in the first hour, of course, we lost your mom back in August.
Yes.
And I know this is your first Mom's Day without her, but your family will certainly be thinking about her throughout this day, as you do each and every day.
Absolutely. Had a great conversation with her this morning. She's doing just fine, Randy, and I'll tell you, I looked at some of the pictures, got a little emotional this morning and last evening, as I just kind of reminisced and, talked to Buckeye each day. He's getting healthier. He's feeling good with about a double pneumonia that he had, and he's up and running. He's, causing havoc up there in his neighborhood up in Powell, Ohio. So, but we're going to get him down here south pretty soon, and I'm going to put you on him.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
He's going to be your combo partner.
I hope my man Buckeye is doing well. Hey, the spring issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways Golf, it is out. It is on the streets. It's a great edition. I'm telling you, it's what's the best ball for you is the liner there. So what that means for you, we've got some great articles, some great tips, and some good information, and absolutely great golf discounts. The magazines are free. Pick one up today. Pick one up at just about any golf course, or you can go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're on our website at southernfairwaysgolf.com, check out the tab that says Deals. You'll be able to get golfing up to 50% off. You can also check out our podcast. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and yep, Danny, we're on Instagram. All you have to do is search Southern Fairways Golf.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, Randall, do you like 4 a.m. wake-up calls?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'll tell you what, the guys on the PGA Tour got one this morning as they had to conclude the third round of the AT&T Byron Nelson after a six-hour rain delay yesterday. They went out at 6 p.m., got as many holes as they could, but they had to be at the course by 6:15 a.m. this morning to conclude that third round. Well, they did on the beautiful Trinity Forest Golf Club in Dallas, Texas. The Bill Core and Ben Crenshaw design will yield a purse of $7.9 million today on the 7,371-yard par 71 golf course. After three rounds, the South Korean Sung-Hoo Kang has a three-shot lead at 19 under par with rounds of 65, 61, 68. He'll be playing with Matt Avery with a third-round 67, Scott Piercy with a third-round 63. They're going to tee off at 1:12 our time right there, world number three. Brooks Koepka, with a win today, can move up to world number one going into the PGA Championship, so we'll be watching him. But all players that have completed the third round so far, and some are on the golf course with the leaders going off very shortly.
The LPGA had the weekend off, but they'll be back in action this week. It'll be the Pure Silk Championship presented by Visit Williamsburg. There will be in Williamsburg, Virginia. Be sure and check them out. The defending champion, Orya Jutanagarn, the young lady from Thailand. Well, on the European Tour, the British Masters has wrapped up today. Marcus Knopf has the victory. 16 under is what he won by, so congratulations to him. And on the Old Guys Tour, the PGA Tour champions, they're up in Birmingham, and it looks like our leader right now is Steve Stricker. He's at 14 under, a two-stroke lead over David Toms and Billy Andre. Got to mention real quick that the web.com tour, they are they're playing as well, and it looks like, let's see, who's leading that? Nelson Lotaro you ready for this?
Letasima. There you go. Perfect.
He, along with Harry Higgs, are at 10 under. Let me just mention real quick the IOA Invitational of Atlanta. That's the Symetra Tour. Local girl, Elaine Wood, did not make the cut, but watch out for her. She's going to be a force to reckon with.
Yeah.
I think she really is.
Fine.
All right. Hey, congratulations to last week's winners. I got to say, Max Homa, he had shot a 4 under 67. He jumps from world number 315. To 102, and he got his first victory on the PGA Tour. Robbie Shelton surrendered a three-stroke lead last Sunday with four consecutive bogeys to start his round but rallied late with a birdie at the last before winning, and that was a heck of a shot if you didn't see it on the 72nd hole in a playoff over Scottie Scheffler at the Nashville Golf Open, benefiting the Snedeker Foundation. With a victory, Robbie earns his PGA Tour card, so we congratulate Mobile's Robbie Shelton. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. So there you go.
Well, and I tell you, I'm looking at the Champions Tour leaderboard. Of course, we've been up to Greystone before at the Regent's Tradition, and they're under suspended play right now with inclement weather. So a lot of stuff popping up all over the place, and we know we've been plenty of golf courses, Randy, where we hear those sirens. When they blow those things, the horn, it's time to leave, partner.
Leave.
Don't
leave
mess around.
Now. Hey, coming up in this hour, of course, we'll be talking about the PGA Championship, the second major of 2019. We're going to do it, too, at the bottom of the hour with our good friend Mitch McConnell. He'll tell us a little bit about it. We'll talk a little golf with him. We'll talk, who knows, we may even talk a little football with him. Ooh. And certainly going to talk automobiles. Anytime you get Mitch McConnell on, you got to talk some automobiles.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, they got a lot of nice automobiles over there. I'll tell you that 2019 GMC truck.
That
Woo!
Is bad.
Son, it is bad to the bone, and I'm sure Mitch will talk about that. But as we go in, you know, we talk about this AT&T Byron Nelson finishing up today. A lot of players, when you look down this leaderboard, I thought one of the stories within a story, of course, we mentioned Zach Sucker and, you know, where he was at on the leaderboard right now. He is
T17.
He's at 10 under par. I mentioned Davis Riley in the previous hour, and, you know, we're
going to talk about him in the next
segment. Yeah, we're going to talk about him a little bit. But a lot of these players that you look at, the Vaughn Taylors, the Bud Collies, the Bo Hostlers, players like that that get in this Byron Nelson, you know, where we're missing some of the top players, although we have some really good players in there.
gives them an opportunity to make some money.
Absolutely. There is no question about it. It's a good place for them to get going, too, as you get set for the PGA Championship. Hey, are you looking for competitive golf and a ton of fun? Well, you can do it on the GCGA Tour. That's where you need to be. You can go to GCGATour.com. Got to say congratulations to our buddy Tripp Rizzo for his first victory on the GCGA Tour. He did it just a week ago. The next tournament, it's going to be held June the 2nd at Rock Creek. You'll be able to go online tomorrow and register, GCGATour.com. A ton of fun, and there's an opportunity to put a little cash in your pocket.
Folding money.
There you go. All right, check it out, GCGATour.com. All right, hey, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to start talking about the PGA Championship getting set for the second major of 2019. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
Brisson golf balls since 2000 when Brisson made the golf ball I was currently playing. It was another company, but they still made the golf ball. And I got hurt for a few years there and came back, signed with Bridgestone directly. And I've been using their golf ball, the B330S, and now the Tour BXS. So I've basically have been using it for 18 years now. I started with the golf ball testing first, and I wanted to feel good. I learned how to play golf from the green back, so I started with the putter. Does it feel good with the putter? I want something that's audibly, the decibels are a little bit lower. I like it feeling more deep feeling, and where I feel like the ball sticks on the face a little bit longer. And then with the pitch shots and chipping around the greens, to be able to hit the low spinner is key to how I play. And that was paramount and for me deciding to go with Bridgestone. It felt even softer than the one I was previously playing, but being softer, I would think that it would not have the same aerodynamics through the wind because I thought it would spin too much. It didn't. And to my surprise, that the ball actually performed better in the wind. And so I was like, okay, well, this is a win-win. You know, I get to be more aggressive around the greens. I get to hit my putts a little bit harder. And on top of that, the ball is going through the wind better. It's a win-win all around.
There he is right there, Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters champion, looking to add his 16th major this week at Bethpage Black. It'll be the PGA Championship. And Danny, he loves his Bridgestone. I'll tell you what, it's a doggone good ball. What else you want to say there? Except he likes to go deep with it.
Well, he does like to go deep with it. I'll tell you what. And you know, there was a misnomer. You know, you saw that Nike swoosh on his golf ball. That was a Bridgestone golf ball. You can put a logo on anything. But,
exactly.
You know, one of the things, you know, it's funny you looked at me when he said the word deep, hitting it deep on the golf ball. Well, you know, it goes back to what he was talking about before with the one interview where he likes to feel the ball interact with the club face just a little bit longer. Okay, stay on that club face because Tiger is a shapeshifter. Okay, he likes to move it right to left. He likes to move left to right. He likes to keep it low, hit knockdown shots, hit high tiring shots as well. He's a little different player than he was, say, 15, 20 years ago when it was 100 mile an hour plus, 100% every single time. He likes to shape the ball. So when he says about feeling the ball being a little bit deeper, it's that extra little bit of compression that he feels the ball staying, and it feels like he's getting the club face deeper into the golf ball to shape it the way he wants.
Shapeshifter. So obviously you watch Supernatural.
I watch all kind of things, Randy.
Hey, listen, I bet you'll be watching the PGA Championship.
I will indeed.
Yes, you will. Of course, Tiger Woods, he's one of the predominant favorites, along with Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka. But at the conclusion of today's show, we're going to give you our picks. But I kind of want to go over, Danny, some of the odds. All right.
Sure.
Now you got some different types of betting odds here that I've pulled up. And where'd they go? I just had them here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Have you got your odds right there
in
front of you?
Yeah, I've got them up right now. Yeah. Well, I mean, Vegas kind of all over the place a little bit, but they're all pretty much across the board,
unanimous, and Tiger Woods is an 8-1 favorite. Okay, now we're not going to talk about money lines because we don't want to confuse our listening audience so much. But the money line for Tiger Woods, I believe, is 110 to 100. So basically, you bet $100 to win 110. Now, as you go down, you see Dustin Johnson right there at 10-1, Rory McIlroy 12-1, Brooks Koepka getting the love, a little bit of love for Vegas this time, as he's at 10-1 as well. Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler 16-1. Here's a guy, John Rahm. I like him at Bethpage Black. I'm not going to lie.
Do you really?
Not going to tell you if I'm going to pick him or not. But he's at 18-1. World number one, Justin Rose. Mind you, first world number one to miss the Masters cut. He missed the cut at Augusta as the world number one at the present time. Look for him to kind of make a rebound coming up here. How about this little guy, Francisco Molinari? 20-1, you like him, don't you?
You know, I really do. I mean, there's something about him. And I'm going to tell you, there's somebody you better watch out for, and I don't know if I'm going to put him in my pick or not, but Tommy Fleetwood is one of those guys that just kind of hang around. He's 25-1 right now, all right?
Phil's right there at 50-1. He's played good at Bethpage Black before. Bryson DeChambeau, 25-1. Jordan Spieth, 30-1. I think he's getting a lot of love. The big Fijian, not that one, the other one. Tony Finau, 30-1. Patrick Reed right there. Patrick Reed actually won the Wachovia at Bethpage. Last time an event was played there, he's at 40-1. I'm going to tell you, Randy, all eyes are going to be on this threesome to start. How about this threesome? Brooks Koepka, Francesco Molinari, or Marinara, if you're Buckeye.
Marinara, yeah.
Tiger Woods.
That'll be a good group
to
watch.
It's a good threesome to watch.
Yeah, it really will be. Maybe we can talk about some of the tee times and the pairings coming up starting on Thursday. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you like the PGA Championship changing its schedule to be in May? Of course, we've got 4 months back-to-back-to-back-to-back that will have majors. You've got PGA, you had the Masters that happened in April. We got the PGA Championship that happens this week. In June, you've got
Father's Day weekend.
Exactly. Yep. You'll have the U.S. Open. And then in July, you've got the Open. And I believe it's going to be in Ireland. So, do you like it like that each month having one, or do you like the anticipation of building it up? See, I'm more for the build-up.
Well, I understand that. And, you know, I think from a playability standpoint, to get all the world's best players, not that they're skipping majors, but I think also to put the best field in golf, which I believe is the Players' Championship, together, it was smart to move it to March. And then coincidentally, after that, go April, May, June, July with the majors. I think that the way golf is now, such a world sport, and you talk about working with the European Tour along with the PGA Asia Tour and all these other tours that are out there, I think it was a smart move. I got to be honest with you, I like the anticipation, but I also like knowing that we're going to get to watch a major each month for these next 4 months, and then working in between some of the World Golf Championship events and then some of the standard events. It's nice to see the Byron Nelson still doing well. I think, some of these I'm not going to say smaller tournaments, but some of these other tournaments that are the weeks before or the week after a major championship may suffer just a little bit. But I think all in all, this is going to work out pretty good for the PGA Tour, as well as working hand-in-hand with the European Tour.
Yeah, there's some of our friends that like majors in May. Okay, I think the weather, especially if you're going to be up in that New York area, I think that would really be really neat. I've got a text here. We've got some Adam Scott fans. Okay, now, if he can putt, you better watch him.
I wouldn't count on it, though. You know, if I was a betting guy. Now, I will tell you, he's at 50-1 right now. And, some people call a nickel something different than us. You know, nickel to us is $5, right? You know, nickel the other way, maybe a little bit of something else. We go to Vegas and we lay a nickel down. Yeah. They're going to expect some more fold money than we're used to.
Exactly.
But he's right there at 50-1. Another interesting dynamic. Do you remember kind of the interaction? And Ryan Mulvey told us about this, how crazy that upstate New York is about golf, how amped up they're going to be right about Tiger Woods being there. Do you remember last time who got heckled all the time there in upstate? Sergio Garcia.
Exactly.
Remember, he had a lot of back and forth with some of the spectators out there, Bethpage Black. I bet you it's a little different. I bet you he's a little bit more relaxed since he's a Masters champion now. He goes up there. I bet he gets a little bit of love.
Could. He's 60-1. I'll give him a little love at 60-1.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you who, I got a guy here that's also 60-1 that's probably going to be on my pick. So I won't tell you who that is right now.
I bet,
right?
I know who it is.
Yeah, but now Bubba Watson, Pensacola's Bubba Watson, he's a 60-1. Hmm? Now, what do you like? You like him there at Bethpage? I mean, because don't you feel that with Bethpage, it's one of the very toughest places to play? All right.
Yeah.
Do you need to be long or do you need to be accurate?
I think this golf course, I think they're going to play it instead of playing at 7,500, 7,600 yards. I bet they're going to tip it somewhere around that 7,350, very similar to what they have right now. The par fours and par threes are really going to come into play. You're going to have two par fours that are over 500 yards. Two of the par threes are going to be 235 plus on this golf course. Now, you know, it's going to kind of tell. I do like a Bubba Watson in this tournament. I wouldn't put him in my top five just for the sole reason I don't think he's trending correctly. And traditionally, the PGA Championship is not his forte. I think maybe, you know, I would say a made cut. T30. That's where I'd put Bubba.
T30.
Yeah.
Just a real quick note. Mm-hmm. Buddy John Daly. 1,000-1. I don't think he played in the regions.
No.
So,
well, 1,000-1, I think that's generous. But he suffered from some knee problems. He got an exemption to use a golf cart.
Yeah,
that was all over Instagram and Twitter. And just when you think he's legendary enough, you're gonna see John in his loudmouth pants ride around in a golf cart. Now, I think he's gonna struggle up at that golf course. I don't know if he's in quite the shape for golf. To play a golf course of that. Now, I'll be rooting for him. It'd be nice to see him make the cut, but I would put the cut made percentage or betting line somewhere around 140-1 for him to make the cut.
I'm going to throw this one at you. Long time since he's won.
Okay.
Okay. Rich Beam.
Rich Beam.
2,500-1.
Well, Rich is.
Don't throw a nickel on that one.
Yeah, you could throw a nickel on that one. You know, you might as well just go, you know, buy some snacks at the Speedway up here, which, you know, is a great new Speedway right up here by Love's. They have a rewards program that I'm very fond of.
Okay.
So I'll be looking for a sponsorship money from them. But I'd save your nickel.
Save your nickel.
One.
Yeah, that's enough. That's way out there.
Yeah,
way out there. Tell you somebody that's not way out there. Mitch McConnell, and he's going to be on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line coming up right after this timeout. Don't go anywhere. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show.
I was doing the robot.
You were doing the robot.
I was robot.
You want to see the new dance?
Yeah.
It's the flashlight.
Oh, I like that.
You like
it? Right up there with the sprinkler.
Don't do that. That's right.
Yeah. The double flashlight.
Double flashlight. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Glad to have you on board with us. Happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. Hope that you're having a wonderful, wonderful day. And hope this weather along the Gulf Coast will move a little bit. And in our central Alabama area, get out of the way so we can play some more golf and the moms can have a wonderful day with their families. Hey, let's go to our Lake Forest. Let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line and welcome in a good friend. We call him the Governor, Mitch McConnell. Mitch, how you doing, my man?
Boys, I'm doing fantastic. Happy Mother's Day to everybody listening. That's a mom, especially y'all's. And I don't think this weather knows what it wants to do, but I think we got some exciting golf time coming up between today's finish and the Byron Nelson. Of course, next week, that second major is going to be exciting.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Before we get into all that, may I first say congratulations. We always like to point out those folks that get hole-in-ones, and I believe that you are a recipient of a hole-in-one this weekend, my man.
No, y'all got the wrong guy, boys. I've had a few, but somebody lied to y'all.
Hamp. Oh, I thought you said Mitch did.
No, Hamp did.
Hamp did. Okay, yeah. Congratulations to Hamp then. All right. Well, hey, Hamp's one of our good friends and
a
great golfer.
Thanks, just so you know, just because it wasn't my hole in one, so he's going to have to do it.
Wow. You know him well, don't you, Mitch? You know Andy
well.
That's
right.
That's
right.
I got the info wrong
on that. No, I tell you, hole in ones are one of the weirdest things in golf because I never had one in my whole life, and then I had two back to back inside of a week. I didn't feel wood about 5 years ago, and then 1.5 weeks later, another one. So, you know, three inside of about 15 days. You know, golf is a weird sport. Sometimes you can go, Danny, I don't know how many of you had in your lifetime.
I've had four hole-in-ones, but I've had five double eagles, believe it or not.
Now, that's even good. I've only had two hole-in-ones, almost 13 years apart.
How about that?
So,
well, I think double eagles might be even a little more impressive because normally, you know, you got a number going into a double eagle that's a long, long golf shot. So maybe that ought to be elevated above the hole-in-one. What do you think there, Randy?
Well, you know what? I might agree with you on that because, I mean, like right here on one of my favorite holes of Steelwood, which we're overlooking, the number 16th fairway here, our good friend Terry Bowen got a hole-in-one right here on number 16. It's a par 4. That would be considered a double eagle as well. Okay, so yeah, I would have to say that's pretty impressive. So we'll go with that. I've only had one of those. Okay, but hey, look, we got a lot of golf to talk about, and we got to get into some automobiles here in the short time that we got with you. Of course, AT&T Byron Nelson going on right now. They had some weather delays. The third round is now finished. They're going into the fourth round, and they're playing in threesomes. When you look at this and you see some of those guys that did not play in the AT&T Byron Nelson getting set for the PGA Championship, do you like that? Do you like, Mitch, when folks take the week off in order to get set for that major, or do you like to see them playing the week before the major?
You know, I mean, my background in professional sports is tennis, and I can tell you this, and it's, I think it applies to golf at the level even I play at, but certainly somebody like Danny will say this. I don't know, unless you're mentally or physically fatigued, I think you're at a big disadvantage not playing the week before a major, and it just seems to be that, you know, the competitive juices, and I think the most interesting case of all is going to be famous. I mean, Tiger Woods has not teed it up since winning the Masters, you know, his 15th major after not winning since 08 in a major tournament, so a major title. I think it's going to be real interesting. But I think, guys, I mean, when you can knock that rust off and keep those competitive juices flowing, just something to be said for how your nerves handle the golf swing under pressure. And when you played the week before under a little pressure, maybe it's not major championship pressure, I think it helps you. And, you know, I'd really be interested to hear what Danny thinks about that, because I know there's two ways to do it. And I think each individual is different. I think Tiger obviously knew that his schedule, when he missed last week, he wasn't going to be playing again. But what do you think there, Danny Boy?
Well, I think it's a very interesting question, Mitch, and I'm gonna default to this. I default to the age of the player. You know, if you're somebody like a Tiger Woods or a Phil Mickelson or somebody, especially as established as they are or dominant that they've been over the past, they've kind of been there, done that. They know how to get motivated. They've already got the competitive juices going. So I look at players like that as kind of exempt in the conversation. You know, it's always nice. Now, if Tiger, you know, hadn't played in 8 months or something like that, it'd be a little different. I think where Tiger's game is now is he's just trying to keep everything sharp. He wants to dissect this golf course. There's been a few course changes at Bethpage Black, not major ones, but little ones. Been some subtleties in three or four of the greens that I think he really wants to get a beat on. For Phil Mickelson, the same thing. But somebody like a Jordan Spieth or even a Brooks Koepka, somebody in that age bracket, you know, with Brooks Koepka still being a young guy, I think playing the week before really, you know, really benefits them. And let's just face it, they're in a little bit better shape.
Let me say this real quick. You mentioned Tiger, all right? I want to throw this out here. Just a performance breakdown for Tiger this season right here.
Okay.
Six is a number that's working for him very well, okay? And what I mean by this, all right? Now, let's remember, if he should win the PGA Championship, that would be his 16th major. So just remember the number six. All right, Tiger this season, six events, all right? Three top 10 finishes. Cuts he's made, six, all right? His scoring average, 69.5, all right? His official world golf ranking, six. So there's a six in there. I'm just wondering if he can go back-to-back with two majors. What do you think, Mitch?
You know, I mean, first of all, let's face it, guys. Just the fact that he's even in this conversation is pretty exciting for golf. Even if you're not a Tiger Woods fan, let's say you're a Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson or Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy fan. I think having Tiger there is
hugely exciting. And I got to tell you, I'm kind of where Danny is at this point in time. This guy is like he's a ninja, a Navy SEAL, you name it. I mean, he knows what's happening in his mind and body. And I don't think there's any doubt that where his golf swing is, where his mind seems to be, as long as his putting stays kind of in the Tiger realm, I mean, shoot, yeah, he's got a chance. Best eight flat, heck, why not? And I can't imagine more pandemonium than a Sunday where you've got Tiger Woods near the top of the leaderboard again in the second straight major would be really exciting. And guys, what would happen if Jordan Spieth comes back out and, you know, perhaps wins another major championship? So those guys we're not even talking about. You mentioned them just a second ago, Danny, Jordan Spieth, but, you know, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Roy McIlroy, these are the guys we're talking about. But I kind of have a gut instinct that a new guy, maybe like a Tony Finau, may come in and steal this PGA championship. But I do think this is a weird, interesting, fun year of golf with a new schedule, you know. PGA Championship already coming up. I mean, it's going to be exciting, guys. But I think Tiger's got a definite shot.
Let me just mention, we're talking with Mitch McConnell right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. While we're talking about Tiger, of course, President Trump awarded Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's only happened three other times with golfers. Of course, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, and Charlie Seifert, which Tiger's son, Charlie, is named after Charlie Seifert. Mm-hmm. But there's some mixed opinions about that, all right? And we only got about 2 minutes left here. But there was mixed opinions on whether President Trump should have given that to him or not. Personally, I think what he has accomplished, I think he was certainly deserving of it, whether you like Tiger or not. I'm okay with it.
Well, Mitch, and then I'll let you add to that, Mitch. I mean, I view it this way. You know, who are we to say whether it's deserving or not? I mean, if there's an athlete that's deserving of an honor like that, I guess if you go off a criteria and this, that, or the other, or just what they've done for the game of golf, you know, regardless of their personal lives or the redemption factor, it's at the president's discretion. I didn't argue when, you know, past presidents gave it to Arnold Palmer or Charlie Seifert or Jack Nicklaus, all very deserving, you know. So I just default to it's the president's discretion.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's something to be said for doing it while a player is still active. I know that's the first time that's ever happened. But, guys, you know, let's face it, Tiger Woods, whether you like him, hate him, love him, anything in between, is the reality from a racial standpoint, from a, you know, sports standpoint. He brought sports into golf or golf into sports in so many ways. And for a guy to make a comeback from an emotional, relational, and especially a physical standpoint like he did, I think is one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, and it should inspire a lot of people across all borders. And, you know, I think Tiger bringing a lot of people that really aren't interested in golf back into golf again. I mean, these are the things that I guess President Trump looked at, and I think it is one of the greatest sports comebacks ever. So why wait, man? I kind of liked it. I was excited to see it. And, you know, we all love the game of golf, don't we? Listeners that are listening love the game of golf. Anything that helps grow the game of golf, I think, is a good thing. And that award being given to a active golfer, shoot, I thought it was awesome.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. All right, Mitch, real quick, before we let you finish up on golf, who's your pick for the PGA Championship?
You know, it's impossible for me right now to not pick Brooks Koepka. And you know, not only is he third place out there at the Byron Nelson, but I think he's got a chip on his shoulder about as big as his bicep. And, you know, quite frankly, I would think it would be great to see Tiger Woods, but the way Brooks is driving the ball and seems to have control at the majors seems to be where he peaks. And by the way, Danny, I think preparing for a golf tournament like a tennis tournament, it's the placebo effect. If a golfer believes taking the week off is better for him, like Tiger did for the whole last month, or playing before, it's better for him, like Brooks is doing. I think that's the key, is all in the mind. And quite frankly, I think Brooks would be my pick. I would love to see Tiger get up there, but I kind of have a feeling a dark horse and Tony Finau may come up and play some great golf and have a chance on Sunday. But I do think these four majors, one we've already had with Tiger Woods, may be the best four majors we've ever had in a year of golf in the last 25 years. So I think everyone is just going to ramp up. And if Tiger is there again, guys, it's going to be awfully exciting. But my money is on Brooks Koepka, boys.
Well, there you go. Need to go back-to-back. All right, 30 seconds here. Tell us what's going on in McConnell Automotive.
Well, you know, we laugh about Ricky Bobby. If you ain't first, you're last. So we've got a couple of these 2019 trucks that we've got on our website. They are the AT4, the bad boy versions with the red tow hooks, the lift kits, the the big wheels and tires. And I'm going to tell you this, nobody is giving better prices straight up front, no negotiating, than McConnell guys. And if they'll go to our website, we've got a couple of AT4s that we are giving away literally for less than what I paid for them. So $13,000, I think $124, if I'm guessing to be exact. And people just need to go to the website because we got 16% off Buicks. We even have some 0% money, boys. So you don't like paying finance charges? Shop at McConnell really fast. These deals are moving, and I think by the middle of the month, they'll be gone, guys. So people need to act quickly and just go to our website, McConnellAutomotive.com, and hopefully find some dry weather to hit some golf balls today.
Absolutely. Mitch, as always, man, thanks for hanging out with us, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out
there. Hey, happy Mother's Day to y'all. It's been a blast, and I cannot wait for the PGA.
All right, buddy. There you go. Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. Glad to have him on board with us. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's give away some golf. And, Danny, let's go ahead and throw it out there. Who's your picks for the 2019 PGA Championship? Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up right after this. It's a Mother's Day edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. It has been a very, very fast 2 hours. And listen, I want to mention real quick, for next week, we are going to be broadcasting live from Lakewood Country Club, or Golf Club, there in Point Clear at the Grand. We're excited about doing that. We're going to have the director of golf, Neil Frazier, is going to be on with us. And, of course, we missed Dana today. She'll be with us. Danny, you're going to be going, and we're going to hear from you about that, where you're going to be next Sunday. But before we do anything, let's quickly go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in Tiger Mike. Tiger, long time no talk to, my man. How you been?
I'm doing fine. How are y'all doing? And I just want to say happy Mother's Day out there to all the mothers. I've been listening. I just haven't had a chance to call. So I hope everybody's doing well.
We're doing fantastic, man. We're like a bottle of Paul Masson wine. We're getting better with time.
There you go. Hey, y'all were just talking about Tiger, and I've been looking up a few things on Tiger and tournaments and stuff this year from the calendar year, 19 through October, which basically I'm looking at through the Century, which started January 3rd through Atlanta, which is the PGA, the FedEx championship and everything. There's a total of, if I'm not mistaken, 35 tournaments in that span. If you exclude the four majors and you exclude the Players' Championship, which Tiger usually plays all those five tournaments every year as long as he's physically able, all right, that drops us down to like 26 or so tournaments that I would call regular PGA, like the Houston Shell Open or the Memphis, the FedEx, or whatever it is in Memphis, the FedEx Memphis Open or whatever. At least 26 tournaments that I would call regular Joe tournaments. And with projections and what Tiger has played this year, he's projected to play only 6 of those 26, and in that 26 is included the Memorial, which he plays pretty much every year.
That's correct.
I can't say I'm not a Tiger fan, but I don't pull for him and I don't pull against him. There's just something about him that just doesn't resonate, because he seems to play all the tournaments that give him the spotlight or the big ones. But as far as the regular Joe tournaments and some tournaments of those 26, he's never played in his lifetime. I know he played Memphis as an amateur, but as a professional, he hasn't played a lot of tournaments. How does that look on Tiger's when he finishes playing? Well, how does that look on him when he doesn't play tournaments or he's selective? Is it because he's certain courses don't fit his game, left to right, right to left, whatever it might be? Or is it just he's so good and he's so above everybody that he can be selective? I want your opinions on that, because I'd like him to play New Orleans or Houston and places that he's never played where his fans can go see him play.
Tiger, thank you for the phone call, and I appreciate that. That's a great question, Danny, because I got my thoughts on it.
Well, exactly. I think, you know, I think what you're basically come down as is he cherry picking tournaments. Now, early in his career, he did play, you know, somewhere between 16 and 20 tournaments. So, you know, it was the Tiger Woods rule. Basically, what it was they wanted to make sure to have PGA membership that you had to play in at least 13 events. They have changed that rule now. I will tell you this. If Tiger Woods, throughout the course of 15 years of his career, starting from 97 until then, if he would have played in 26 tournaments a year, he'd have 135 PGA Tour wins. So I think, you know, I understand, Tiger Mike, what you're saying, and it does seem like we'd like to see him play in some of these so lesser tournaments and everything. But I'm going to give him, I'm going to give Phil Mickelson, and I'm going to give maybe very few other players the right to go ahead and pick, because I think they've earned, they've showed that they are the best players that have played the game in the last 20 years. And if he wants to play in 12 or 15 events, I'm going to give him that latitude.
And see, and I agree with you on that. I mean, he has earned the right to pick what, where, and where, and which tournaments he wants to play.
He's won on every golf course.
Exactly.
And if you look at the stats, look where he's won his major, especially the Open Championship and the PGA Championship. And, of course, Augusta we know about. But some of his other places, he's won Bay Hill, what, 8 times?
Yeah.
You know, he obviously likes that golf course.
Well, there's no doubt. And I mean, you know, here's the thing, too. If he were playing, and I'm not taking anything away from Missouri, because it'd be great for New Orleans to see him down there. As a matter of fact, I thought he played in a tournament one time down there. Maybe it was a pro-am or something with Michael Jordan. But in any case, the thing is if he's playing in a tournament like that, and you've got, and I don't want to knock the caliber of players that are playing. I mean, you got Brooks Koepka playing in AT&T. This is a big tournament. But with the Zurich, those types of tournaments, if he goes out and plays, Danny, you're right. He's got 135 wins. So it kind of helps the tour for him not to play 26 tournaments a year.
Well, exactly. And I'll throw this point at you real quick, Tiger Mike. So listen, if Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson played in all these events, you know, the Roberto Diaz's, the Sean Stephanie's, the Kramer Hickok, they wouldn't get in these tournaments.
Right.
They wouldn't get in them. That's why we have $12 million purses. We have $7.9 million purses. It's to give all 128 current card members of the PGA Tour an opportunity to play in as many tournaments as possible.
And whether you love Tiger, hate Tiger, indifferent with Tiger, the one thing that you have to say about Tiger is in the game of golf, and this time, he is the needle. He gets folks out, and whenever he won, and you can ask any golf course director of golf anywhere in the United States, whenever Tiger won the Masters, look at the participation that started happening at these golf courses. So if you're an owner of a golf course, you're hoping he wins every time he plays. All right? And he does. He puts eyeballs on the TV when he's playing. Yeah, he gets all the camera shots. What'd they miss? What, 2 shots of his, I think, in the Masters? But the point is people watch him. Danny, you were right there. We were right there at Timber Creek when those kids sat down and they went to Tiger on TV. They went crazy, all right? Mom, Dad, there's Tiger right there. So, yeah, he moves the needle. Hey, let me mention this real quick. Free installation after mail-in rebate, Visa prepaid card. You can get that when you buy any 4 Goodyear tires using your Pet Boys credit card. This offer is good through May. Go by and see our great friends over at Pet Boys in Robertsdale. Tommy Barnett, he's a store manager there. Why don't you give him a call? Tell him we sent you at 251-945-1435. Tommy Barnett, Pet Boys in Robertsdale. All right, I want to give away some golf real quick. We're going to give away another 5-pack to Glen Lakes. We'll take the fourth phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Danny, I want to, before we get your picks for the PGA Championship, we've got about 3 minutes left here. You got something going on this week. You'll be heading out on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yeah, the 22nd Alabama State Senior Amateur Championship up at River Chase. And the first Alabama State Super Senior will be going on the same time. And, you know, wishing all my buddies good luck as I've moved up to that age bracket, Randall, which I can go on up there. But a lot of good players, Robert Palmer from this area, Robert Nelson, of course.
Haynes Snedeker, those guys are going to be up there.
Well, Haynes won't be up there.
Oh, he's not.
No, he's not. Yeah, Haynes is young.
That's right.
Haynes
is
young. But Hamp Andrews had a hole-in-one this weekend. He'll be up there. George Walker, Wayne Gardner, you know, the whole gang's going to be up there, so it'll be fun to see them.
Well, good luck to you. Good luck to all those guys. That'll be a lot of fun. You won't be with us. Maybe you can check in with us because we'll be broadcasting at Lakewood down at the Grand. And glad to be getting things going on with our good friends down there. Neil Frazier, the director of golf. He and myself, along with Fit360's Dana Proctor, we're going to be down there broadcasting live at the Experience, provided the weather is right. So we're excited about that for sure. I want to remind you, Bridgestone, the Golf Ball and Golf Club of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Right now, PGA Championship. Danny, I want your picks for give me four your four picks and your dark horse.
Can I give you my dark horse first?
If you'd like.
Okay, I'll go from an order from five to one. How about that?
Let's go backwards. Okay.
Yeah, let's go backwards. In the fifth position, we determined that a dark horse was, what, 40 to 1?
Right, or better.
Or worse.
Or worse, actually.
Well, I'm going to have to put him. I thought I was going to put the lefty, Phil Mickelson, but I'm not going to consider him a dark horse because he's in my four position, Randy. My dark horse, 60 to 1, Ian Poulter.
Ian Poulter
at 61 is my dark horse. Number four, I'm going to put Phil Mickelson only because he really, really likes this golf course. He's been up there for 9 days. Shh, don't tell anybody. He's been on incognito there. Had a little wig on and everything like that. In the third position, this cat right here, I'm just going to tell you, he's played good in the last three majors, finished second in the Masters, could be world number one today. Brooks Koepka is in my third position.
Okay.
All right. There we go.
And then 1 minute.
In my second position, here's the guy, Patrick Cantlay at 40 to 1.
That is so funny you picked him because I looked at that.
My number two, and I'm going to tell you why. You know how he finishes second? Because he loses in a playoff, not to Ricky Fowler, but in a three-hole aggregate to one Eldrick Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods will win the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black in a three-hole aggregate score playoff.
All right, you ready for mine real quick?
Yep.
Here we go. We're going to go backwards up. All right, we're going to go my dark horse, Louis Oosthuizen, 61 right there. I'm going in my fourth place. I'm going Rory McIlroy.
Like it.
All right, number three, I'm going with Ricky Fowler.
Yes.
Number two, I got Brooks Koepka get there. And Danny, you and I, we have compared notes, apparently, because Tiger Woods will pick up his 16th major, winning the PGA Championship.
That? First time ever we've agreed on that.
I couldn't agree with you more. Congratulations to Jared Saltz of Fair. Hope you get the five-pack to Glen Lakes. And, guys, don't forget, hey, May the 23rd, guess what day it is? Would you be? Could you be my neighbor? It's Mr. Roberts' day. All right. Hey, today is Mother's Day. Let's say we love you, moms. We appreciate you so very much. We hope that you have a great day. Hey, for the whole staff here at Southern Fairways Golf, I'm Randy. Have a great day. For Danny, we'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye, everybody.